We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
The U.S. Supreme Court recently refused to hear the case called Field versus Palmdale. That's the case where the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court ruled that a public school can teach students whatever information it wishes to provide, sexual or otherwise, and that parents' right to control the upbringing of their children does not extend beyond the threshold of the school door. The plain fact is that the U.S. Supreme Court does not like to take parents' rights cases and consistently refuses them. This is an outrage, because over the last 2 years, five federal circuits have handed down anti-parent decisions that uphold the alleged right of the public schools to teach students whatever information it wishes to provide. Let us list these cases for you. Federal courts upheld the right of public schools to indoctrinate students in the Muslim religion and practices, force students to watch a one-hour pro-homosexual video, to force students to attend a program advocating homosexual conduct that used minors in sexually suggestive skits, to censor any mention of intelligent design, to use classroom materials that parents consider pornographic, to force students to answer nosy questionnaires with suggestive questions about sex, drugs, and suicide, and to deny a divorced father's right to get his son's school records. The courts upheld the public schools in prohibiting an anti-gay T-shirt, but ordered the school to permit a very offensive anti-Bush T-shirt. These cases are parents' rights issues and culture issues. Public schools are censoring views that do not conform to the diversity multiculturalism ideology. Years ago, the Supreme Court upheld the constitutional right of any school child to refuse to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. But in these recent cases, neither school nor court offered any child or parent the right to opt out of any of these offensive programs.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, leading America's pro-family movement since 1972. For a free copy of Eagle Forum's pamphlet on what to look for in your child's classroom materials, write to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for the Parents Evaluate Textbooks Report. That address again, Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular filer deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement or HRA plan that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. It's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A lot less we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Mexican trucking project that's going to take place. In fact, it is taking place as we speak. And as we were getting off of the air, and I visited with Todd a little bit after the show, he said, you know, I didn't get to say a lot of the things that need to be said about this. So I said, okay, let's try it again. Tomorrow is another day. And sure enough, tomorrow is today, and we have back with us again Todd Spencer, a two of the Owner Operators Independent Driver Association. Todd, it's good to have you again as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Hey, Derry, it's good to be with you too, friend, and to pass along a little common sense or encourage some others to have some where it seems to be absent.
Well, we do the best we can with the tools we have.
Yeah, and you know, those tools are getting better all the time.
You think?
I mean, having the ability to reach out to so many people that, you know, that basically haven't had access to what's really going on, you know, in our country and what's really going on in Washington. You know, it's local. I love newspapers, love the print. I sort of hate what's going on with newspapers, but for the most part, they don't really have the tools to really get into the ins and outs, the gritty of really, really important issues for the country.
You know, they have the tools. They don't want to use the tools. I'm totally convinced. In fact, I just came back from a freedom meeting in El Gordo, New Mexico, sponsored by the Paragon Foundation. And I was first up on the program. We had some great speakers there, writers particularly, D.V. Kidd and Jerome Corsi. And I don't know if you read them or not. They're on WorldNet Daily, almost daily. But, I mean, they write a lot of articles for WorldNet Daily. And the theme of my presentation was this. We have not had an independent news source for going on 100 years. People don't realize that. But I have the comments that were made, the figures, as to how some independent newspapers were bought out by, in fact, they hired like 12 newspaper experts. I say they. This before World War II, or World War One. Before World One, J.P. Morgan, the Morgan Interest, and the steel manufacturers and the shipbuilders and the munitions manufacturers all got together. The Americans didn't want. I'm kind of off the subject here, but I'm on a roll.
I hear you. Well, I mean, it all does kind of relate, though.
Let me explain this real quickly. These people got together. They hired 12 experts in the newspaper business. They picked out 25 newspapers, and they purchased those newspapers, purchased the editorial part of those newspapers. They put own editors in because Americans did not want to go to war before World War One, and they did a lot of representing. They lied to the general public about how we're going to be attacked if we don't go over there first, and lo and behold, this has been going on now since before World War One.
Well, Right now, most of the media that I'm aware of is controlled by a half a dozen different interests.
Absolutely.
I mean, half a dozen controls it all. And, you know, and we are sort of, I guess we're sort of fed a diet of maybe Britney Spears and Rosie O'Donnell, and this is the news, and like, who cares?
Well, you know,
a lot of people do really care, which is a source of frustration, but I don't. That's not what I want. That's not what I consider news.
You don't care whether Britney wears her underwear or not?
It matters not to me. You know, you were talking about, yes, the other sorts of media. I talk to Jerry Corsi, not all the time, but I do talk to him periodically about issues that are going on in our business that I can count on him to share with others. But, you know, going with controlling the media, we talked a little bit yesterday about the Trans-Texas Corridor, how that was going to be owned by Spain, and, you know, it's something that just frustrates and it's infuriating. But, you know, the same people that run, that are the Citigroup, no, not Centra, Macquarie. Macquarie is the one that bought the Indiana Toll Road and the Chicago Skyway. They bought 40 newspapers in Texas. 40 newspapers
now,
in Texas.
Now, why do you think they do that?
Well, obviously they're going to have a little control over editorial that goes in those papers.
Isn't that the truth?
This would be an area where this Trans-Texas Corridor would go through.
Absolutely.
And it's just, I mean, it is... you know, I suppose it's certainly not against the law for foreign companies, foreign interests to buy American companies, and, you know, and it shouldn't be, but at the same time, it certainly makes it more important that you have sources for really accurate information that applies to us.
You know, I have a group of people that are interested in buying time on radio stations in those same areas where those papers have been purchased. But the thing of it is, my people don't have any money. And these multinational corporations, you know, they throw money around just like, just like a duck sheds water.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the elected officials periodically say mothers of, money is the mother's milk of politics. And, it certainly is. It shouldn't be, but it is. Because if you don't have it, it doesn't make any difference how good your ideas are, your proposals or anything like that. Nobody's going to know about it.
Anyway, I know what we're going to know about. I hear music in the background. So let's take a quick break here. We'll be right back. We're visiting with Todd Spencer. Now, yesterday, a caller waited till the last 5 or 10 minutes, and we just didn't get to any callers. So today, we'll have more time. Give us a call. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome, and we're talking about this American trucking project. Let's take a break.
This is the Derrick Brownfield Show.
What is this thing?
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. The company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better. Plus, the service fee.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested teas, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a deposit box with without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopath detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We all train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonial and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
And we have returned. Todd, I have a caller here. Let's go to the phones very quickly. Joe in Missouri. Hi, Joe. You're on the air.
Hi, Derry, and short to the point, you guys are doing a great job, but here's the deal. How are they going to keep the states from aiding and abetting these drivers? Because right here in Missouri, they had a school that was, I think, 70 Malian Bosnian nationals that got CDLs, and it was a crooked run, okay? In the paper, in black and white. Now, there was a lot of Hamads and Allahs and all this, so if it's coming from within a state, how are they going to wipe it out?
Good question. Let's ask the expert. Todd, what do you say?
Well, what our lawmakers in Jeff City were kind of embarrassed about, and in talking to them in this session, what they've said is they've taken the necessary steps to make certain that can't happen again. But, you know, but the fact that it does happen sort of indicates the real motives behind this whole issue. What trucking companies have done since deregulation is, you know, the secret to success, find people to drive for you that you don't have to pay much of anything. And increasingly, they will reach out to every section of the world and recruit and find ways to run them through quick schools and find places that will give them commercial driver licenses, and then they go behind the wheel. And, you know, it's always been absolutely unconscionable that you could get a license to be a commercial truck driver without undergoing any kind of meaningful, comprehensive training. But it's always been that way. That's a loophole we need to close. But we also need to cut off the motivation of these folks for simply attracting the lowest quality or low cost of worker anywhere in the world, because that creates open door for those that would enter the country to do us great harm. We've said, actually, I sent out an editorial to every news source that I could find on the country about 3 weeks after 9/11 saying normal business operations and trucking are an open invitation to the people that would conspire to do bad things like they did, took down the Twin Towers.
You know, the Teamsters have contracts with many of our major trucking firms. I know Teamsters would call them scabs, but these people that are coming along that are much cheaper, are they going to break these contracts?
Well, actually, whether you can say some people would fortunately, some would say unfortunately, since deregulation, the Teamsters are largely bit player in the overall trucking industry in America. There are very few trucking companies left that have Teamster drives. I mean, you know, one of the biggest proponents that testify in support of opening the border is Conway Freight. Well, Conway is nothing more than a spinoff of the old company Consolidated Freightways that was all Teamster. Well, Conway is no team. So, I mean, there are very few Teamster trucking companies left, and, you know, and the way trucking works today, it's impossible for those companies to be organized.
Let's take a break. We must do that.
This This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Attention, if you do not...
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson and naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease. Just basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver cover 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program with herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, oh, we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. In your mind, I think that it'll work more than just on heart problems, inhalation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,000 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting. It enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-25-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Todd, the calls are coming in. We have several callers, and I want you to get your point across before we get to the callers, and let's get everybody taken care of today. You mentioned yesterday that there are proponents to this agreement, and that some oppose it, and you'd be surprised who some of those in opposition are.
Well, yeah, the opponents, besides most people in trucking that know what's going on, are also the trucking industry in Mexico. They want no part of this agreement. Truckers in Mexico do not want to run and operate in the U.S., nor do they want U.S. trucking companies south of the border. They're as content as they can be with things just like they are. The biggest pusher, the biggest proponent of our government is the United States Chamber of Commerce to open that border. And, I mean, they are lobbying this issue hard. And, you know, I don't mention... the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is the largest lobbying firm in our country by far. They spent over $72 million last year influencing public policy and legislation. And obviously, in, from my opinion, their positions will do great harm to most American businesses.
Why then would the Chamber of Commerce be, if they're not U.S. business, what are they?
Well, they are... U.S. business, but those with the really, really, really big bucks are those that are calling the shots. And, you know, and that's, unfortunately, that's so much, so true of our political system right now. You've got to have the really, really, really big bucks call the shots.
All right, who are the big bucks in this trucking?
Well, I'm not even, the company, the American Trucking Association supports maybe a half a dozen trucking companies that want to see this. And I think the common thread among those companies is that they also own companies in Mexico where they will simply have access to, you know, cheaper labor to come into this country with Mexican trucks. And, of course, that's a concern in itself, but the concerns that go are broader than that. All over the country, our country is faced with a shortage or a supposed shortage for money to maintain our highway systems. Trucks from Mexico will bit players in terms of paying into the highway system to operate on. Our members, the average, the typical one-truck operator will pay $16,000 every year in state and federal highway use fees to operate on our roads. Virtually none of that will come from trucks from Mexico. And so we lose in that overall equation. Plus, every job that's displaced in America, well, obviously, there'll be nobody paying into Social Security income taxes on that particular job. We lose that way, too. And realistically, drivers from Mexico that are in the U.S., and they're involved in accidents, they're going to receive medical care, those kinds of things that simply cost U.S. taxpayers. We think this is wretched public policy from a safety and a security standpoint. It's absolutely wretched public policy in terms of economic fairness for American citizens.
You know, I just came back from a 2,000-plus mile drive on interstate highways across mostly the southwestern part of the country. And I watch for the trucks because this thing's been pretty much news now, not on the multinational corporations news, but on our news. And I looked at the trucks that are out there. Here we have, I'm looking at the ones that you see the most of. Roadway, Yellow, Werner, J.B. Hunt, and there's just a couple of others that make up the majority of the trucks. Now, are those major companies, are they out there pushing this thing?
Well, actually, of those that you mentioned, I'd have to say, yeah, they are. You could throw in UPS. You can throw in, you know, I know Hunt has a division in Mexico. There are, a half a dozen other companies that have divisions in Mexico that would very well like to operate their trucks from Mexico up here.
What about Federal Express?
Well, I don't know about Federal Express, and I don't want to accuse them of something that I'm not, that
yeah.
I don't know.
You see a lot of Federal Express trucks out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, FedEx and UPS are, you know, the big competitors amongst themselves.
So, anyway.
You know, but see, the flip side of that is that, you know, this provision we talked about yesterday that's in the IRAC supplemental funding bill, that all that provision says is that trucks from Mexico will not be permitted to operate in the U.S. on a quicker time frame than U.S. trucks would be permitted to operate in Mexico. And right now, Mexico says there won't be any U.S. able to operate in Mexico for at least 6 months. So, I mean, how can proponents of do opening its border now say that it's in the interest of fairness to anyone? Because, you know, on this side of the border, we're getting screwed in virtually every way you can measure.
Do you think that these trucking firms, these international trucking firms, have just bought off the politicians, particularly the Bush administration?
Yeah, I do. I mean, and you can see that in other industries as well. I mean, you know, the Enron, the energy thing.
Right.
I mean, there are major, major impacts from ramifications from where political contributions go. And certainly, right now, the Chamber of Commerce for this country is calling the shots for the country. And I'm sorry, they're not calling shots that most of us want to participate in.
Okay, let's take another break. We'll go back to the telephones. First, the messages. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number, 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Dairy Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
First, old-fashioned county fair. Now add a wildly popular internet auction site and mix in Noah's Ark. Roll it all together, and what do you get? Breederville.com. Breederville.com is for breeders. Pet breeders, livestock breeders, all animal breeders, buyers and sellers, domestic and exotics. It's like eBay on the farm, but better. Breederville.com is more than an online animal auction. It's an internet community that expands the local market for small to medium farm-related businesses. By expanding your local market, you remain local and independent. Breederville.com provides live auctions, web stores, online forums, livestock transportation quotes, plus breeding and knowing libraries. Breederville.com business members can promote their business free of charge while earning money for their favorite nonprofit group just by promoting Breederville.com. For more information, visit DairyBrownfield.com and click on Breederville.com.
Let's go to Yuma, Arizona. Mel, hi, you're on the air, Mel.
Hi, Derry, how are you?
Good.
A couple of things. First of all, I want to give you a plug for your Common Sense Chronicles. Folks, if you're not getting it, you ought to. It put some really, really excellent stuff in that little monthly pamphlet of yours.
Well, thank you.
There you have it. Isn't it time you become a subscriber also? The Common Sense Chronicle is Derek Lee's newsletter that brings important issues to the headlines. Each month, you'll read news not reaching the mainstream, written only the way Derry can say it. Plus, guest writers and monthly features like Thoughts from Beth's Desk and Ignorance Gone to Seed. Just like Mel from Arizona said, if you're not getting it, you want to. For a free sample, write to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. To order, just send $24.95, check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Have you ever seen a soldier give ammunition to the enemy? Well, that's exactly what happens every time a kind-hearted landowner deeds their property over to the Conservancy, the Sierra Club, the Conservation Department. They may think that they're doing something that is going to be good for future generations, but instead, it is so burdened with government restrictions, no useful interest to anyone. So, do you know that there's a property rights organization that actually fights to protect your property rights as outlined in the Constitution? And did you know that you can gift that land or property to an organization that will actually keep it out of government hands? I'm speaking, of course, about the Paragon Foundation. They support individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, protecting your property rights. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine. Support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show,
a man who says, a good friend is like a good bra, hard to find, supportive, comfortable, and always close to your heart, Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned visiting today with Todd Spencer. We visited with him yesterday. This is our second day, now talking about the Owner-Operator Tenant Drivers Association and the Mexican trucking project that is taking place where Mexican trucks are going to be allowed to travel over Missouri or U.S. highways. Let's go back to the telephones. Dave. Hi, Dave. You're on the air.
Derry, I appreciate your program. It's a good program. And
well,
I don't
you.
Approve a thing that Bush is doing with Mexico. And I want to know what Todd thinks about if these independents would get kind of a convoy and just start driving past these scales. And if they stop them, just say, well, we're legal, we're American citizens. If the illegals can do it, why can't we do it?
Okay, Dave, good comment. What do you say, Todd?
Well, you know, unfortunately, we think guys would probably end up on the short end of the stick there, because in reality, what happens is you have enforcement that's meted out on those people that are willing to be enforced. And most of us in this country are law-abiding citizens, and we tend to do what's right. The way our system is set up in trucking is that the justice is generally going to be handed out there on the spot. If there's a fine or a violation for anything involving the trucking operation, the driver gets it. The driver's held accountable forever, regardless of whether or not he did anything wrong. So it's a lousy system, and you know, we would be concerned that that our guys would simply end up on the end of the stick of that deal. We think it's going to be makes more sense to point out flaws in the current system and say, "Darn it! If you're going to open our borders, at least make certain foreign visitors, foreign guests, are sub the same rules that we are." Right now, it's the other way around. The rules all apply to us, and a lesser standard for them. That makes no sense to anybody.
You know, this changes the subject, and I don't like to do that, but it kind of fits in here. You know, we have all these gun laws in the United States. What if the Mexican truckers come in carrying guns? Do you think that they're going to be allowed to go? Especially, let's say a trucker goes to Chicago and he's armed and he's a Mexican. Is he going to get passed through, or is he going to go to jail like you would if it was one of us?
One of the things the government's saying is going to inspect every truck. Well, you know, they inspect less than 4% right now. So obviously, any claim that they're going to inspect every truck, generally, I think you've got to roll your eyes at that, because that's simply not, that one doesn't pass the laugh test. You know, as far as what happens on the road, we don't, if you look at how enforcement is applied right now, it is a joke itself. You know, and another issue that goes beyond this, say a truck, and this will happen, a truck from Mexico would be involved in a fatality accident, and the truck driver would be found at fault. And in many instances, vehicular homicide is the appropriate charge. L.A. County right now, there are 1,000 warrants for serious felonies on Mexican nationals, and they'll never be back from Mexico. Mexico will certainly not send any of those folks back. So we really have no way to enforce our laws.
Let's go to Alan. Hi, Alan. You're on the air.
Derry, I'm wondering if you heard about the Illinois House that they voted to give illegal immigrants a way to drive.
Well, what did they do in Illinois?
Well, they are passed it in the House there to give the illegal immigrants a way to drive legally on the state's roads. But they're saying that they're issuing a certificate, a driving certificate, to people who lack the valid security number needed to obtain a regular license. And I found this in a newspaper clip a couple of weeks ago in Jeff City.
All right, but now that's just to drive a four-wheeler, right?
Well, according to this Mexican, David Garcia, he'd been driving for 20 years, or since the time he was 19, been driving truck, making $18 to $19 an hour, according to this article.
With no driver's license?
With no driver's license.
All right, now what is, Todd, explain the CDLs.
Geez, the commercial driver license was created, actually it was created by law that was passed in 1986, fully implemented in 1992, and what it was designed to do was require the states to to kind of get a handle on some of the creative things that were going on. As far as improving the quality of truck drivers coming into the industry, there's no truck component required to it, so that part of it was really a joke. But, you know, the other part of that that's really frustrating and indicative of how this business works is that the only reason that the company that this guy would work for would feel free to do what they do is simply because there really aren't any penalties on employers of illegals. So, you know, largely they don't have much to risk, so they just do it, and generally they get away with it, and that's just what's going on there.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call. Let's go to Alan in Illinois. Oh, Alan in Illinois dropped. Okay. Let's go to Will in Missouri. Hi, Will. You're on the air.
Well, good morning, Derry, and good morning, Todd. I wanted to bring up the idea of the mini land bridge, which basically came to my knowledge about 20 years ago. But whenever cargo comes into our port systems, it's basically offloaded from the container vessels right onto either the dock and then into the trucks. But the idea is that it never lands from the time that it comes from the port until it gets to the landing at the retailer, whether it be Walmart or whoever. So when you got OOCL or Costco or Maersk or any of the others, they have contracts with the trucking companies to move this freight, and it's a continuation of the ocean cargo. And so when we're looking at this issue, if we fail to look at who's actually paying the freight and leasing the trucks and, you know, the trailers, then we're really not hitting the picture. When we come from Mexico all the way to Kansas City, we're still, the bill of lading or whatever is being driven by whomever has leased that freight, not so much the trucking company who's out there trying to scramble for bids to get the freight. Are you with me?
I am. Yeah, and I mean, it's sort of another example of just what is an outrageous situation, in my opinion anyway, and it's all indicative of our total inability to enforce our own laws on, you know, whether it be cargo or drivers, you know, that operate in our country. And if you think about in whose interest it is that this stuff goes on, well, it's so big retailers can get stuff made the other side of the world for next to nothing, and taxpayers subsidize the transportation system to bring it here. I mean, what a nutty thing to do. If, why not make something here where distribution is from the place next door?
Well, I don't see where that's going to change until we do some really major revisions in our economic structure. We've so sold out to that concept of importing without tariff.
Oh, absolutely.
But, you know, Derry, I took a similar, very same trip, actually, within miles that you took a month prior and made that circuit down through Alamogordo, around to Deming, back up through Truth and Consequences, and back here to southwest Missouri. While I was down in that area, I saw a lot of these, not a lot, several of these checkpoints that you had to go through. And it was a great delay for all of the traffic, and lots of lights and flashing lights and signs and directions and everything like that. But when it finally got down to the choke point, everyone was just waved through. It was really a shame. It looks to me just like another one of these administrative pilfering deals where they set up this window thing that says that we're looking, but they're just collecting revenue.
They do the same thing on the Mexican border with people coming across.
Well, I remember maybe 6 months or so ago, talking about the newest security system that they had lined out for our southern border. Maybe it was, maybe Boeing was going to get this really, really big multi-million-dollar contract. And all it is basically cameras to watch the border. And I thought, wow, that's a real, really makes for a secure system. But it made big, big money for a particular contractor. And there's so much of that that's going on.
Let's take another break. We'll be back. We have several more callers. We'll get to you right after these messages.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
If you're one of the 40 million...
In Matthew 24, the disciple asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossils are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, with the perfect products to complete preparations, Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices ever. So visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee? How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea it could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone in the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeekey.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
And we have returned. Go back to the telephones. We have several callers. We'll get to you as quickly as we can. In Arkansas, Marianne. Hi, Marianne.
Good morning, Gary. Thank you, sir, for all you do. And Todd Spencer, good morning. Gary, I'm Smed. I'm sick. Here in Arkansas, yesterday we had in our capital the opening of the Mexican consulate. And I was really hoping the truckers rally and all that would get tied together, and that didn't quite work. But and even today, Fox is addressing the Harding College in Searcy. But we've got to have ways that we can communicate and learn and get, you know, get involved. Things that Mr. Spencer's talking about, these trucking companies and these owners that have been in business for years, they can inform we, the people, on how we can help them. And we need people that can step up and maybe slogs by state or just we need. I'm looking for ways to brainstorm how we can better communicate.
What's the deal on the meeting that you're talking about?
You can get some information there at ArkansasFreedom.com.
But what is it?
Fox is addressing Harding College, and I'm sure it'll be all about how beneficial it is for us to have a sister city in Mexico, which has already been set up. This consulate that opened, it was gone about in a very secretive manner, and all the information we found there at that website. But this was not proposed to the Arkansas people. This was done by the powers that be behind our backs using our tax dollars to do it.
Well, that's typical of the way things have been done.
The last few decades, I know.
Right.
I know. And it's high time we've got to, you know, more people involved and more people. Gary, if people knew, if the American people knew what the what's been done to us and doing now and being planned to do, we would be rising up and marching to Washington with pitchforks. There wouldn't be room for trucks on the road.
Okay. Hey, Mary, thanks for the call. Let's go to Texas. Bill. Bill, you're up next.
Yes. I remember they tried this about 10, 12 years ago in the early, mid-90s, and they had a truck driver from Mexico with no insurance. He was 17 or 18 years old. Couldn't read English, was on a road that had restriction on trucks, going over twice the speed limit and crashed into a gas station and killed a whole family. And that kind of put a stop to it. And they've tried this before under using the reciprocity clause of NAFTA.
Are you familiar with that, Todd?
Oh, well, actually, you know, NAFTA was negotiated in 1991. It was inherited by the Clinton administration when he got elected in 92, and he pushed it through Congress. You know, and one of the things that, the only reference it's in NAFTA in regard to trucking is, was a reference to harmonizing the laws of three countries. Well, we interpret that as simple as this. Given the size, economic, and the actual size of the industry in the United States compared to either Canada, well, we would generally think the harmonization would start at the level that would be prevalent in the U.S. anyway.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Gold prices traded flat Wednesday despite higher oil prices and a weaker dollar as option contracts expired today. Gold closed in New York up just 30 to $684 an ounce. Silver fell 2 to $13.74 an ounce. Meanwhile, the Dow topped 13,000, a new nominal high. But adjusted for inflation over the last 7 years, the Dow stands at 10,660. It must top 13,008 to hit a true new record. More at SwissAmerica.com. Imagine compressing a quarter century of experience in the gold coin markets into a brand new audio CD that discusses 7 major forces driving gold, 4 types of gold worth owning, and 6 steps before you buy gold. You need to hear this new audio CD by Craig Smith. Call 877-703-2193 for this rare opportunity CD. 877-703-2193, a rare opportunity CD with Craig R. Smith.
Let's go to the telephones. Don in Ohio, Kathy in Missouri. Let's go back to Indiana.
Kevin. Let's go to Pat in Missouri. Hi, Pat. Let's go to Art in Kansas. Hi, Art. Mark in Las Vegas. Hi, Mark. You're up next.
The Derry Brownfield Show is heard from coast to coast and border to border and beyond. And you can reach this listeners the easy way by advertising on this radio station. If you don't tell them who you are and what you do and how to reach you, who will? Your competitor, that's who. The Derry Brownfield Show stands out among all other radio shows, and advertising on the Derry Brownfield Show will make your business stand out. Call the station today and ask about how you can become a sponsor of the Derry Brownfield Show. Or call 573-893-8255 for further information. That's 573-893-8255 or online at DerryBrownfield.com.
And we're in the home stretch, Todd. We just have about four minutes left. We have a couple more callers. Did you get your point across?
Well, what I was going to say is that arbitration panel said, yes, America was technically in violation of its NAFTA treaty obligations. And it went on to say, but America also has the ability to set up those regulations deemed necessary for safety and security. See, and that's what's never happened. Never happened, and it still hasn't happened today. And we think those things are important. So that's what needs to be done before opening that border could take place.
Okay, let's go to Bob, New Mexico. Hi, Bob.
Good morning, Derry. I just want to weigh in that people think that there isn't going to be problems. We bought a building from American Steel, and the three boys that come out to put it up were Mexican. Two couldn't speak a lick of English. One could speak a little, but the thing that blew my mind is the driver of the truck could not speak a word of English, and I'll bet a dollar to a donut he couldn't read a word of English.
How do they get where they're going?
I don't know. They lived in Toledo, Ohio, but none of them could speak English. And when I went out, they were gibbering in Spanish, and because that was native tongue. And I said, boys, you're in my country. Now, you either speak English, you load that stuff up, and you get it out of here.
What did you do? Did they load it up?
No, the one boy spoke up, and he said, well, I can speak English. They can't. They don't know what you're saying. But it's going to be a problem. If the people that live in Toledo can't read and speak our language, you know those Mexican trucks coming out of Mexico aren't going to be any different.
Hey, Todd started to say something.
Well, what I started to say was that, see, that is another one of the regulations, our U.S. regulations, that has absolutely never been enforced, ever. And there are legitimate reasons for a driver having the ability to communicate in the native tongue. One, what do you do in terms of accidents and communicating with police and emergency personnel? You know, there's got to be some communication that's available.
Yeah, I don't see how they get where they're going.
Well,
as we mentioned yesterday, it's difficult enough. Like driving on driving through cities where you're on an interstate and the local people are running 75 miles an hour, and they know where they're going, and you know, you have to try to figure it out. I don't see how you can do it.
Well, you know, that gets back to the broader issue in that there's never been any commitment from our government to enforce that regulation, but there isn't any commitment on the part of trucking companies that recruit these people, or for that matter, any employer in terms of complying with U.S. law, because there really aren't any penalties on those folks. And unless there really are penalties that can be enforced aggressively, there really isn't a deterrent to illegals from any part of the world from entering the U.S.
Let's go to Rena. Hi, Rena. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I just have a quick comment about the trucking company. I don't know if the U.S. companies are moving to Mexico to get away from the away from the state and federal regulations. My son is a company of one with one truck. He had to file for his own authority an MO1, MO150, which is a U.S. DOT number. He has to maintain $750,000 worth of insurance. He has to have a pre-employment drug test. He had to join the drug and alcohol pool. He has to maintain an application on himself. He has to have the proper class of CDL with all the endorsements. He had to pass a DOT physical. He has to run and maintain his MVR. He has to do a state inspection on the truck, federal inspection on the truck. He has to maintain his hours of service or a logbook if he goes up certain hours. He has to do daily post-trip. trip inspections.
And we're just about out of time, Rena. I can see the point that you're making, and it is very, very interesting, and see the difference between what's taking place here in the United States and what the foreigners get to do. And, Todd, we're out of time. It's time for me to say, may the Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds that we're